The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's Al Demiola. Who Al actually saw in concert at the Red Bank down in Red Bank, New Jersey. And Al is a friend and really the greatest living guitarist. He clearly is. You get a chance to see the great Al Demiola in concert. Just a brilliant jazz cat like nothing else. And he's an Italian guy. He's a great guy from Jersey. He was great when you saw him.
Oh, he's awesome. He's back touring again. He was down in Florida a couple of nights ago. Sold out a couple shows, I think, in Miami.
Internationally, he is a god. He is a jazz
tremendous.
God. Al is, you know.
And, thank you. And, I appreciate
that. How are you going to take that quote? You're gonna
tell
take
me
that?
More. I'll tell me more beyond the people. Go ahead.
That's right. I'll be playing that actuality back. Al is a god.
Al is a god.
But
that's
I meant
correct.
Demiola, not Cthulhu, all right?
Thank
I'm
you.
Just saying.
Thank you. No, we'll take it.
Too late. It's on that's audio. Right. Look out. But Al is great, and we got to go down to Red Bank. And then Red Bank is February 10th. I want to plug it because Bill Shatner's a great guy. He was kind enough to join us. We had such a good time with the great William Shatner. February 10th, Count Basie Theater. They're going to actually screen on a big screen
Star Trek 2.
Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Correct.
Great movie, by the way.
Even fantastic. For
Really. So, and then a Q&A live in person, moderated, I'm reading, by Frankie Morano.
Oh, Morano.
I think so. Frankie is doing that. It's at Red Bank at the Count Basie Theater the 10th of February. The 11th of February, Mr. Shatner will be at the Bergen Pack. Yeah, it's in Englewood. That's going to be great. Yeah. And we had a great time.
A few tickets are still left for both performances.
I'll be going to one or both of those things.
Nice. Now, are you going to be out on stage? You're not going to be sitting backstage.
No, let me tell you something. That's the one thing I don't want to do because
sure,
I don't.
Come on.
Did Bill Shatner not invite me? You guys will stand by. He said, and I said, and I didn't want to say, hey, can I come to your show? I didn't say any of that.
Right.
He said, no, Joe, you got to go there. And he actually said it. Then he repeated it again. Did he not?
He said it a few times. He was asking if you were going to go. And
so
he was saying
we're going to have Joe, we're going to go through the proper channels, and we're going to say, you know, if Bill wants Joe there, Joe will be there. But I don't want to upstage Frank, because Frank does this very, very well. And I'd love to see Frankie Fibaros. I see him all the time anyway, but it'd be great I don't want to upstage him there. However, what Bill Shatner did, this is what happened when I was on the Star Trek cruise, and we went on the cruise together, right. And I heard Bill Shatner was in the house, and I saw him, everybody wanted to leave him alone, because he is like, you can imagine on a Star Trek, people are dressed like Spock. I mean, they're dressed like the Klingons, and it's amazing. You're on stage doing your thing, and there's a Klingon in the audience. I mean, it's like wild.
Yes.
And then I had the honor of, Joe, we want you to introduce Bill Shatner. I said, really? So I go, this is a great honor. So I go up and work the crowd a little bit, warm the crowd up, full house, packed gym, everybody's excited. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, the Captain Kirk that you know and you love in person, Mr. William Shatner, blah, 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 comes out. And now he doesn't let me go. He stops and he let me go. And we had such fun. He just going after me with the bodybuilding. And he kept me up there. So I'm afraid if I go down to one of these events, he's going to say, where's
that's
Piscopo?
It. No, you know what you need to do? You have to come out like your character in The Outrageous Akona. You were in a tux, right? You got to come out
idea.
In a tux.
That's a great idea.
And play. And when they go, Joe, it's you. I'm the comedian from Star Trek from The Outrageous
Akona. The 20th
Akona.
Century.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you got to
so
do.
That is so funny. I tell you, that whole Star Trek thing is wild. It's just it's
fantastic.
Just so many people have seen it. So many people around the world.
See, now
watch
if Kelsey
it.
Grammer was in town, now you all get together. Forget
man.
It, because he's been all over Jersey, Kelsey, promoting his beer.
He is great. He is great. I tell you what. Great actor too. Great
yes.
actor.
Oh yeah.
Not just from
Cheers.
What was the TV show? Not
Cheers.
The
Frasier.
Frasier.
Well, there's a remake of Frasier. They're coming out with a Frasier like redux. He's going to be. I think it's. I want to say Paramount Plus is putting it together.
Maybe. I got to tell you, where Kelsey Grammer was brilliant, was in that show. Was that called Boss or something? That show that when he was the mayor of Chicago?
Oh, the one on, yes, on Stars.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Let me tell you something. That was one of the, that was yeah. a great show. He was scary spectacular, like that great. But he said, because I think he's a conservative, and Hollywood never embraced the show because of that. You know, and I know the feeling, you know. So
yeah, he is actually, he is very conservative.
But you know, he's one of those people that has not been completely blackballed from Hollywood either. You know, he still does a lot of work in Hollywood,
James
as you do,
James
Joe.
Wood. Who's great? Who's great? James Wood. James Wood's a great is great actor. Just
but
a great
James
actor.
Woods
but
got
he
vilified.
Has been blackballed,
right? Even
he has,
before,
he has
even
been, huh?
yeah, but even but James Woods, I think, was blackballed even before his political beliefs. He's always had a little bit of controversy around him. It's not like. This is the first
great
thing
actor,
that's happened
though.
To him.
But he, but online, he's got 2 million followers on Twitter,
right.
and
oh,
everybody.
He certainly
Robert,
has a lot of fans.
Robert Davi, your buddy Robert Davi.
Davi's great. We got to get Davi back out there. Robert and I are very close, and he is great. He, I could talk to him. He knows more about politics. Let's book Robert when we can because he has a
Definitely.
Lot to talk about. And also, I'm thinking of John Voight. He goes online, the great John Voight, and he goes and he says how great Donald Trump is, and he backed up. Yet he's front and center when he's doing the show with Liev Schreiber. What's the show?
Ray Liotta. But that's I think that
no,
ended
no,
a
no,
couple
no,
of
no,
years
no,
ago.
No, 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 the show that he did. The show. It's Ray yeah, Donovan.
Ray
Donovan. Ray
Donovan.
Show,
that's it.
Ray Donovan.
Right. Ray Liotta.
And, yeah, I saw Ray Liotta. They did the Field of Dreams. I saw Ray. How great was Ray in that? Ray Liotta in that Field of Dreams.
Fantastic.
How great is it?
And in
what
the Rat
sweetheart.
Pack.
Yeah, so sweetheart of a guy. Rat Pack, and then of course in Goodfellas, you know.
And B movie. So
yeah. And the B movie. He was in the B movie. You're right. That was funny.
And B Larry King.
Yeah, it's so true.
It was Larry King, but as a bumblebee.
So you're right. Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, there's so much going on, and we're going to break into the news with Mark Morgan because 77 Democrats have sent a letter criticizing Joe Biden's border policies. So everybody understands it. Everybody sees it. I just don't know why. I think I'm going to answer my own question, but why Joe Biden? Oh, he is who everybody else wants him to be. And if people put him into power and make him president, he's going to stick to that mantra, which is the Bernie Sanders regressive way left socialist agenda, right? And that's who Joe Biden, and that wasn't Joe Biden. Everybody knew Joe Biden is virtually a moderate Democrat, right? Am I right? And not the brightest guy in the room, but still, he lied. You know, he plagiarized, but he's Joe Biden. And everybody kind of went along with it. Now he's like destroying the country with every single thing he touches is absolute destruction. And he's there as the president. Now the Democrats are finally showing up saying you can't just open the border like that. You can't. And I'm a bleeding heart, and I feel for those folks coming over who want to come over, and you want to welcome them, but they have to do it legally. You can't just have people, what they're doing now, and Mark will correct me if I'm wrong. They come into the border and then they say, okay, they don't even get processed in many ways. They go right on a bus. They go right on a plane and they go to different cities all around the United States. And they put, now, what is the impetus? What is the end game? We always ask, what's the end game? And the end game is more votes. Is the end game power and control so they can control everybody else and just destroy the tenor and texture of the United States of America? I don't know. But why would they keep doing that? When we brought everybody in turn of the 19th to 20th century, where my grandfather came in 1900, my grandpa Rosario, 1907, he came to America. They learned the language. They learned the laws. They loved America. It made this country strong to the point where after all those big old wasps like Carnegie and everybody, you know, who had all that money, pre-tax money and all the mansions, it was when they bought the immigrants in to work, we, the immigrants and the family of immigrants, became the foundation of the United States of America. That's not the case now because you can't just let them come in and run rampant and put them anywhere. You just can't. You can't do it. You can't sustain as a country with an open border. Mark Morgan will break that all down for us. But when going back to what Joe Borelli was saying about Tony Perry, who's the mayor of Middletown, New Jersey, and what Sheriff Sean Golden warned us about in Monmouth County about the crimes, what Tony Perry, I always say, we want you to, when you're with us for a minute, when you're with us for an hour, for 4 hours, whatever you're with, we like to have a solution. And the solution is, and Joe Borelli gets it immediately, how you can complain, you can whine, and so many do the right-wing rant, and they just go on and on and on. We want a solution. How can you meticulously handle this? What are you doing to fix the problem? And Mayor Perry, down in Middletown, New Jersey, is suing Governor Murphy and the administration in New Jersey because of the bail laws, because of allowing criminals back on the street, which is now putting everybody at risk. You see, now everybody's going to listen because the crime's moving into the suburbs, right? Me, I've been a proponent of the crime of talking about the crime in the inner cities. Why they don't care? Why the Democratic Party? That's why I've had it with the Democratic Party. Done. And the few Democrats that I like will put on the air. And I'm going to put on the air, and I'm going to treat them with the respect that they deserve. But what? Why the party has abandoned the inner cities, why the party allows these criminals to come back out, every single city that has these horrible crime problems, this mismanagement of crime all over, it's all Democratic cities. And we could say it. You're not going to hear the mainstream media say it because they're hook, line, and sinker with the Democrats. And I love, listen, a lifelong Democrat, like I always tell you. So here we go. Maybe in New York, maybe we sue. You got to sue the city hall. Maybe you sue Albany. Can we do that? That's the way to do it, to change them. Because the politicians aren't going to do it. And the people, for some reason, you've got these people keep voting for these people that let the criminals back on the street. Oh, where's my blood pressure machine? Where's that thing? Give me this thing. I need to take my...
And your utility belt.
The Christmas gift that keeps on giving.
I tell you. Oh, Lord. Lordy, lordy. In any case, you can come up with some solutions, and we try to do that every show. So we'll see. Mark Morgan will have a solution about the border. And Dr. Ben Carson, who is so measured in tone, you got to love Ben Carson. He's the guy, you know, that when he was in the Trump administration in housing and urban development, the Trump administration came up with opportunity zones to bring businesses into the inner cities. You know, now it's going by the wayside, man, and we work so hard to take it back. We're going to keep fighting on the show. We will keep fighting. That's exactly what we're going to be doing. All right. And then I have my father-daughter dance that is tonight. And I'm going to be like the oldest guy there. I'll be the oldest parent there. But
huh? What are you doing there? And the award for the oldest parent here, that's when you're like, Charlie, you got to go.
Would you be competitive with somebody who's the oldest parent? Like if someone came in and was like 109 or something?
Let me tell you. I had children when I was a little older. So and I really should have grandchildren at this point, but I keep having children at this point, you know. So cut to a great school that that Allie used to go to when she was in elementary school. It was a Catholic school. And then we were there, and I would do, and I'm telling you, because they would say, okay, I think they did like a dance contest with the father and the daughter, who the best dancer. So I would do, that I learned from the musical Grease, I would do a spin, leading with my head, lead with your head, Joe, and you do the spin, you know, from Broadway, and I would drop down to a full split, boom, smoked everybody.
Don't
and I was 20
now.
Years older than them all.
Don't do it
I
now.
Smoked them all. Huh?
Don't
you
do
think
it now.
Tonight? Maybe
no,
not.
No, no,
is
no.
Is split?
No, no. No, please don't do it. Don't do it, because you're going to go, hell!
My blood pressure thing on my utility belt.
Everything's going to be like, ding, ding, ding,
see,
ding.
See, you're more youthful and energetic than I am, and I'm only 27.
Right.
No,
see?
No. I'm telling you, man. I got. You know who was so like that was Jerry Blavitt, rest his soul. You know, he was always so useful like that. And if you're going to go out and rest in peace, Geeter, man, we loved you. Loved you. The Geeter with the heater, the boss with the sauce, man. And he was the man. But he was always so energetic. That's the way you want to go out. And he was 82, right? Yeah, 82.
Yeah, 82.
So I see a lot of folks like that, you know. So we're going to keep going. We ain't going to stop. But I don't know, Debbie, the split today. I know Al's right. I may not be. One day I'm not going to get up. That's the problem. And that'll be even worse. Hey, how about that split? Wow, look at Joe going down. Charlie, could you help me up, please? I can't quite get up.
I saw you do the split once when you were performing, and that was very impressive. And you got right up. I was like, whoa, go, Joe.
I don't do the James Brown. James got up. He would just, and these guys that would do the Step Brothers, and there was another group that was great back in the 40s. Mm-hmm. They would do, they bang, and they come right back up. But I could do that for some reason. And Chuck Norris was impressed with my split. But then, of course, he taught me. He did the Chinese split, what they call the Chinese split.
What's
where
that?
Where I do it, it's off to the side, the way James Brown would do it. You know, Chuck could do a full Chinese split. So it's like you're facing the front. And then your legs go out like a wishbone all the way down. I said, Chuck, man, I got down 2 inches above the ground. I could never do, nor would I ever do it. That's Chuck Norris.
It might break your bone, you know. It might break some ligaments. Oh, man, that sounds dangerous.
I know it's embarrassing. You're at the dance in 9/11. The ambulance is outside helping me up. You know?
What happened to Joe? He did a split. He couldn't get up.
No. I'll watch myself today.
please. Have fun.
Stay tuned Monday. What happened at Joe's Daddy Daughter Dance? 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads checking out. It's a Friday, so it's nuts out there. Deb, how we doing?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, the Deegan is a problem spot northbound up by the stadium. They're doing construction. Delays go way back toward the RFK Bridge, so watch for that. Now, over on the Hutch northbound, moving slowly up by North Street and Harrison, a collision still out there. 9A north at Ryder Road into Ossining, it's a collision. Problems on 280, 280 West, right by exit 14 by the Stickle Bridge in Newark, a collision. And then on 280 West by the Garden State Parkway, it's another accident. We're seeing delays on 440 southbound, right by the Garden State Parkway in Woodbridge, with a collision still being cleared. So definitely watch for delays. And 71 southbound at Eaton Place in Eatontown, still blocked. Accident with a down traffic signal. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50. I'm Debbie Duhame. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
All right. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Debbie and I have the best time with you when we go to Italy. Well, we're going back because Steve Perillo has once again created his magic over at Perillo Tours. He has an intimate offer for you, part of the AM 970 family, to take a unique Perillo Piscopo tour. And I will absolutely be in attendance every second of every day. I just love being with you. It's been so invigorating and inspiring for me, you know, to be with you. And when we go on the road, we're going to do 3 nights in Rome, seeing all the important sites like the Vatican, the Colosseum, the Forum. And then we do that special dinner performance. Ah, it is so classy the way we do it. We're going to do it right there in Rome. Then we fly to Sicily. We're going to fly to Sicily and spend 3 nights in Taormina. And next on to Taormina's Godfather Tour, with respect to my Italian-American friends and how much the Italian, we should do the Da Vinci Tour. I mean, we should do all the great, but this is, everybody loves the Godfather. And where was that shot? It was in Sicily, that at those medieval villages like Forte d'Agro, it's called, Savoca. And you can see the Bar Vitelli. That Bar Vitelli, where was that? Well, remember Michael Corleone asking Apollonio's father for her hand in marriage? Right there. Next, we go to Palermo for 3 more nights before flying back to America. So Rome and Sicily, it's a customized trip that it will be a trip in a lifetime. Remember, a Perillo tour is a stress-free, escorted vacation where you don't lift a finger. And as Steve said on this program, we have the best hotels in Sicily. You know why? Because when they know Perillo, they know Steve, and you know they're going to reach out and they're going to get the best for Steve and for all of us who are going with Steve Perillo on this Perillo tour. The tour dates are October 18th through the 28th. You want to mark that down? Will you call Janice? Because she'll tell you everything you need to know, by the way. 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radiosurgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Okay, I love telling you about Connors and Sullivan, because if you have a husband or wife or a loved one in a hospital or a rehab center, and people are telling you, you're not eligible for Medicaid, you know, people are going to tell you, you know, they think they know, and the cost of a nursing home is very, very expensive, and you're afraid of running out of money, will you please call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law? They know what they're talking about. This is what they do. They've helped hundreds of people, just like you, with the same thing they're going through, that you're going through. They'll tell you exactly what you are eligible for. And they'll help you devise a plan, you know, so you don't run out of money. So, you know what's great? You get a free initial consultation. You should really give it a shot at Connors and Sullivan. I sat down with Mike. I went to Brooklyn. And Beth was there, beautiful Beth, and Michael, their son, and all of the attorneys at Connors and Sullivan. And I took care of everything. I swear to goodness gracious, in a half an hour. If I was out of there in a half an hour. And I was in Brooklyn. You go to Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island. But as I tell you, you have a free initial consultation. Costs you nothing with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. Allow me to give you the number, please. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. The time to act is now. It's never too late. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us this morning. AM970TheAnswer.com. Hey, we got a lot to do. I'm looking at that picture of me on the cover of a Joe Muscle magazine that our friends did out in the West Coast. You know what, Al, if I may, we're going to go to Mark Morgan in a second. We're getting him on the phone now. But that it's Joe Muscle. She didn't take somebody a picture of somebody's body and then put my head on it. She designed
it. Looks like
that. She did. She designed that. She designs
oh, really?
That. She designed. They designed. I don't want to mention the company, but it's like one of those big, my kids know the company. It's a big video company. So it's amazing. I wish I looked like that, you know?
Wow.
Not really. I know. I even
the
never
next
looked...
Terminator.
I know. You know, get me to the chopper.
Put the six of us in a meat grinder.
Let me go to Tom while we got a chance. Tom in Manhattan, we got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing, my friend?
Joe, long time, long talk. Just wanted to get to, you know, these politicians. They're naked and exposed. I don't know if you saw that that breaking news story on Veritas on the Pfizer vaccine interview.
Yeah.
That is explosive. If anybody doesn't see that and cringe their teeth, have any fear of what's going on in this country?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I can't. Yeah. What else? Wake people up. What else? People are naked and exposed.
No, Tom, you're right. You're breaking up there a little bit, but you're absolutely right. I don't know what's real and what's not real. So I was going to let that story play out, and I saw Tucker Carlson cover it, and Tucker is always on his game, whether you agree with him or not. And this is where Project Veritas went in, and they talked to an executive. This is a wild video if you get to see it. Of Pfizer, and how they said Pfizer is doing gain of function. We're not doing it now, but we're thinking of doing gain of function with a virus. We're creating more viruses so we know how to stop it. And I don't know, is that real? Is that not real? And then you will see, Rebel TV is another. These are like these rogue kind of networks that go out. And this was in, I think it was at the World Economic Forum. And this one gentleman, this reporter, got the head of Pfizer saying, why didn't you knew that it wasn't stopping the virus? Why? And they're asking all the right questions. Can I tell you something, too, if I may, just for 2 seconds? This is why we do the radio show. Now, I will let those unfold, because if we're not sure of it, I check it with Joey Sebelia. I check it with Al. Then we check it with another source. So we really triple check everything we talk about on the show. Like this, as something as inane and insane as taking oil from the strategic oil reserves and selling it to China. When I first heard that, I said, that can't be true. No administration is going to be that evil. And the word is evil. To take the oil and gas that they're shutting down by shutting down all of the energy in this country and then giving what we have to squeeze out of our reserves, and rather than going, and they're going to Iran with it, going to Venezuela with it, now they're going to give it to China. I'm thinking that's a fake story. That's fake news. It's not fake news. So Tom may be absolutely right. Tucker may be absolutely right. And we're going to find out about it. But it's because there is a change in the House of Representatives. And this is what I say. And I don't care what you are, that most of us are becoming not affiliated with any political party, because I don't know who you can trust now. I'm more a libertarian now than anything else. I don't trust the Republicans. I'll tell you what, if Kevin McCarthy didn't have his feet to the fire, as Dr. Gorka said on this show, you know, I don't know that he would be doing the things that he does. Now he's doing a great job. He's listening to his other colleagues down there. And if you don't change it up in Washington, these lifelong people like Biden, like Pelosi, like Chuck Schumer, although Chuck Schumer, I always get to give a shout out. He does help out locally, you know. He helped out the broadcasters during COVID. He did do that. The office did do that from the Schumer Senate office. But they're just, if you don't change it up, they'll sell us out to China. They don't care. They just plain don't care. Now let's talk about it for a second, because I'm a hypochondriac. If I got to get a vaccine, if the vaccine is going to lessen the severity, and we talk to the real doctors, we don't talk to the government doctors. We talk to Nicole Sapphire and to Jeanette Neshawa. We talk to Marty McCary. We talk to Mark Siegel. We talk to the real doctors on the show who aren't afraid of the pharmaceuticals, because it looks like now what's happening, that they put this vaccine out, and trust me, mark my words on this, as Donald Trump does a rally in New Hampshire tonight, and as Josh Krasshauer told us, they're going to turn it around and it's going to all come back to Donald Trump. But I personally would thank Donald Trump for coming up with the Operation Warp Speed and creating the vaccine. By the grace of God, I'm doing okay. And I'm going to drop dead on the dance floor today. I don't want to jinx myself. God forbid. God forbid, please. But I take the vaccines. I took four of them. Is that right? Am I going to die from them? I don't know. But I tell you what, if you don't want to take it, I don't hold that against you. And I applaud you for having the courage for being anti-vax, because apparently there were some bad things in the vaccine that Pfizer never told us about. And we deal with it on the show. So, yeah. And again, it's such a small number. We hear from the expert doctors that we have. 9/11, first responders taking Joe off the dance floor. Yeah, I don't know. He did a split, and that was it. He was gone, you know? All right. Thank you. Well, that's the music. So in any case, I don't know what – let's deal with Pfizer. If you want us to get into it, we will. Give us a call. You let me know. Were they lying? Were they lying with the vaccine? What was in the vaccine? Are people dying? I saw another thing online. While we're talking about things you can't trust, and I'm not – this is something that I heard, and it is not a fact. It's like, and I saw it somewhere, and I saw it on Twitter, and Twitter isn't the, you know, the absolutely an end all of all everything that's got information. But it said that in England, there's like so many people dying a week, just arbitrarily young people, that they're going to turn into and look at what the vaccine is doing. So I don't want to alarm anybody. I don't know if that's true, but it's what we're hearing. So Tom, I don't know how much credibility we give that Project Veritas story, but we will stay on it, because Project Veritas is usually right on its game. All right, did I clear that up? Was I objective enough on that?
Sure.
But you and I, yeah, you had cancer. You had cancer. Cancer. I had.
Now I'm a god, according to you. So you know, listen.
It's all right. Al DeViola. No, it's Al DeViola.
No. All right, you said Al. It's fine. I'll take it. Could have been Al Delvecchio from Happy Days. Could have been whatever. It doesn't matter.
Al Delvecchio.
Al's good. Yeah.
Tell me you.
Al's a god.
Tell me about. That's tell right. me about. Yeah. When Eddie Murphy was talking about the painting, he said he had a painting.
So there's a painting. There was a painting on the show Good Times that was in the show.
The Dynamite.
Jimmy Walker. I don't know if it's Jimmy Walker. I think it was whatever it was. There was an original painting on the show in the show itself.
Yeah.
And apparently he bought it from Marvin Gaye's estate when Marvin Gaye died.
Yeah.
And apparently somebody recreated that painting and sold it at auction for millions. And he talked about it on the Kimmel Show. So apparently
a good times painting.
Now I don't know if it's the cast. I don't know if it's a picture of something else. It was a painting that was within the show. So I'm not a huge Good Times guy.
There's actually an art gallery here in New York. It's of all paintings of television characters. There's a gouache of Michael J. Fox and a there's a marble sculpture of Barney the Dinosaur.
No.
Now, I'm being facetious, of course.
What was it, Joe? What did you say this morning when we talked about it?
You should have seen how much the Urkel painting went for.
Right. That's right.
Urkel, man. Pennies. That was $30 million
pennies
for that.
But according to Eddie, he said the painting, somebody recreated the painting, and it sold at auction at Sotheby's for a lot of money, like for millions of dollars. But he has the original. And Jimmy Kimmel, I guess, asked him, like, oh, well, you're rich now. You're going to sell it. He's like, I'm not going to sell it. I love the painting.
That's who pays millions of dollars for a painting from Good Times?
There are a lot of people. Listen.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I could see a guitar.
It was a painting. Huh? I don't know. Huh? I don't know the artist that did it, and I don't know what the painting was of. I don't think it was of a member of the cast or anything like that. It just happened to be in the show, you know, I don't know, in the living room or whatever. Because remember, you walked into the apartment, the living room and the dining room were all the same. It was all, you know, one big room or whatever.
We don't know the layout of the Good Times apartment the way you do, Al. Etched in our mind, the Good Times.
So I got to tell you, with the, because I'm thinking about
Eddie. I'm not one to talk, by the way, because I would know all that esoteric.
Yeah, anything past 1977.
Yeah, exactly. That's
a
little,
layout,
it's a little too current for me. Right. Yeah, I'm not one to talk.
But I don't know that I saw artwork of Eddie. The only thing I remember walking into the mansion in Englewood. I remember I walked in, and Eddie's 22 years old at that time. And I see, you know what I saw on the wall?
It was
the first thing you see again. Teddy Roosevelt's quote of the man in the arena.
How really? Wow. That? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, which is, and I'll tweet that out. But it's how they criticize you, and how Teddy Roosevelt so brilliantly said, you know, who knows, he goes, the great devotions who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, reading here, the man in the arena, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. That's what I saw. I tell you what, how about that? That's Teddy Roosevelt in Eddie Murphy's home. Yeah. Now that, to me, that's priceless. Hey, Joe on the Radio 937, Dr. Ben Carson's coming up. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees, mostly sunny at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Times Square reminding recreational marijuana users that smoking in plazas are banned. Signs have been going up at the crossroads of the world over the past few weeks after leaders fielded one too many complaints about the area smelling like weed. The signs are part of Times Square educational campaign, which comes right as the city opens its second legal marijuana dispensary. The state legalized recreational marijuana in 2021, but smoking in restricted areas can still come with a $50 fine. And for the second time this month, residents along the Jersey Shore reported a shaking and rumbling in the ground, but no explanation has been given. 2 weeks ago on January 13th, residents from Cape May to Manahawkin residents reported similar rumblings in the ground. Media reports said a supersonic military airplane might have been the cause of the first noises. This week, a U.S. Naval Air Station based in St. Mary's County announced it would be conducting test events that could generate noise, but residents said yesterday's noises came from the ground and not the sky. There have been no earthquakes or thunderstorms reported. In sports, Knicks over the Celtics in overtime, 120-117. The Pistons beat the Nets, 130-122. Predators skated past the Devils, 6-4. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning. Let's see what's happening, Al, on the Deegan northbound. It's bumper to bumper up by the stadium. Emergency construction until further notice. Over on 9A North at Ryder Road into Ossining, a collision. Watch for delays right now over on Passaic Avenue and West Caldwell. A bus went into a house. No injuries reported, but Passaic Avenue subject to closure here in West Caldwell. Let's go out to 280. 280 West exit 14 in Newark. A crash and 440 south at the Garden State Parkway in Woodbridge. An accident being cleared. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom-made blind shades and shutters that are easy to install at prices less than big box retailers. Blindster blinds are custom-made for your windows and are guaranteed to fit. Don't hire a pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high going up to about 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pfizer. This winter, there are new COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. If it's been at least 2 months since your primary series or original booster, schedule your updated COVID-19 booster dose at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
All right. Hey, Joe of the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. And if you're around and you do listen around, and I see, oh, you know what I saw my buddy Joey Falco? I got to retweet this out. He sent me something. And here it is. He sent a look at this beautiful, it's a gift basket from Michaels of Brooklyn, all with Michaels of Brooklyn, that he sent to his son. It's a beautiful thing, Joey said. This is just great. So I should retweet this out. Let me copy this. Because when I, I'm at this crazy time where we have the schedules nuts. I don't have time for the sauce. Maybe this weekend I'll take a break and do the sauce. But I grabbed the homestyle gravy, you know. I grabbed the tomato and basil sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. It is as good as you can make at home. It's the only sauce that is like that, by the way. So you got to try Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. As you listen around the country, you check it out at the supermarket, okay? When I got the corsage yesterday, I'm buying Michael's of Brooklyn at ShopRite. What am I going to tell you? You know. And then if you want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, you have to call because Fred is there, Johnny's there, Marianne, Michael, and the whole staff is there. Everything's made from scratch, by the way. You will love Michael's of Brooklyn. Everybody's going there. Please call or right? Say, look, I heard you on Joe Piscopo show. Joe said you could get me in. Let's see. Fred and Michael will be working the phones. Give a call, all right? See if you can get in because everybody's going because it is the hottest Italian restaurant in New York, and it's in Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand, Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with New York City Council member from the 43rd District and chairman of the Finance Committee, Justin Brannan, about the city budget and the controversy that surrounds it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, tell you about Relief Factor. Dr. Ben Carson is going to join us in a moment, but I'm going to get you out of pain if we can. So here, right to the point. If you go to relieffactor.com, and you check out the 3-week quick starts, only $19.95, you can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Get that 3-week quick start. Let's get you out of pain. It's less than $20. Relieffactor.com. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Get out of pain with us. Get around with us. Embrace life with us. It's what you deserve, like I always tell you. The 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Katz at Night with John Katzimatidis. Today at 5 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It is always with a great respect and appreciation that we bring Dr. Ben Carson to the airwaves. He is an internationally renowned retired neurosurgeon who served in the 17th United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and from 2017 to 2021, and founder and chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute. Dr. Carson, welcome back to the show, sir. Always an honor to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, tell us about, we love your measured tone, sir. I got to tell you, love your measured tone and love how you deal with everything in such a classy way, if I may. But now you're fired up, and I will retweet this opinion that you wrote here in Restoring America. This is in the Washington Examiner. Free speech is facing new attacks in California and my home state of New Jersey.
Indeed. I mean, you have to recognize that one of the fundamental founding principles of our country is freedom of speech and freedom of expression. And our founders were acutely aware of how important it was. They studied every civilization that had ever existed when they were trying to put a framework together for our country. And they realized that it is a natural tendency of government to grow, to infiltrate, and to dominate. And therefore, they gave us a constitution. I think it was inspired by God, to be honest with you, that would preserve our freedoms. And now we see all those things that they were worried about starting to occur. You know, in New Jersey, I'm surprised that the legislators can't see what's going on there, which, you know, trying to get the kids to take media training.
Thank you.
And who's decide what's truth and what's misinformation? And that's just propaganda. In California, telling doctors that if they're guilty of disseminating misinformation, their license will be revoked. Well, what's misinformation? You know, you look at the COVID situation, and things that were considered misinformation now have been shown to be quite true. So what do you do? Give their licenses back? Why not just stop messing with people? Wouldn't that be the greatest thing? And it's going to be we the people who make this happen, because the government naturally grows, infiltrates, and dominates, just like a lion naturally kills gazelles and eat them. Doesn't make them a bad animal, makes them a lion. And that's what governments do, and that's why we had to have the constraints which the Constitution put forth.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you tackled this, because we touched on it, and Governor Murphy's a good guy. He's a decent guy, but he's running for president, and they bring Dr. Carson, they bring this, for lack of a better term, the whole woke way, way, way left. And we don't hate. We don't say that with hate. We just say that as an observation, that way, that very broad a stroke of the way left, what we call them, it's regressive. It's not progressive, socialist agenda. And so we put into the school, reading right here from your article, another example comes from New Jersey, where Governor Phil Murphy recently signed into a law a requirement that all K-12 students undergo a media literacy, quote-unquote, training program each year to combat disinformation and sustained attacks on our democracy. That was not coming. All of that, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Carson, was coming from that way, way, way left agenda and not from the conservatives of America, correct?
Well, of course. And, of course, whatever the left accuses you of, that's exactly what they're doing. And that's your modus operandi. But, you know, what we have to recognize is when you have an open and free society, you have expression of lots of different ideals. And it's in the process of these discussions that you arrive at the best solutions. But when you just have one my way or the highway type of situation, you're never going to come up with the best solutions.
Yeah, and we are run mostly, there's some good folks in the Assembly and in the Senate of the state of New Jersey. I stay close in touch with some great, great folks. And some are Democrats, most are Republicans, but it's all run by Democrats. And you're right. And then you say, okay, what are you talking about? We have you right, and you got to read this article. We just retweeted it from Dr. Carson. And reading on, if I may, so many of the most explosive stories from the last few years, like the Russia collusion hoax. Hello, they've been all untruth. Other stories like the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, everything. Even, and like you, to your point, being the brilliant doctor that you are, sir, the neurosurgeon, we would talk about things on this show that could be therapies, as, by the way, if I may, Donald Trump talked about. We were vilified for it. Now it's all coming to fruition. So I don't know how the left craftily and in an underhanded way is now trying to get this into schools. So we you people like you and I, Dr. Carson, aren't able to tell the truth, sir.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, there are people on the other side who are decent and reasonable people.
Yes, sir.
But the problem is that they're being manipulated and they're being used to fundamentally change our society. And I think if they could see the end result of that, they would run from it, but they can't. And we have to help people to be able to see it. And we don't do that by calling people names and just acting like they do, but really engaging people in intelligent discussions and helping us to see that we're all in the same boat. And if part of the boat sinks, the rest of it's going down too. So, yeah. You know, let's work together to be able to move forward. And, you know, I am just terribly disappointed with our current president, who claims to be a unifying force, and every other word out of his mouth is those evil MAGA Republicans. I mean, how in the world does that bring about unity?
He gets so mad up there, and he can't say, and you know, they're just putting that label on. It's like, hey, by the way, I remember, if I may, Dr. Carson, on a personal note, when I was with my big son, Joey, and we were at the White House for the Columbus Day celebration, and there you were, and I said to my son, Joey, is that Dr. Carson? That's Ben Carson, yeah. So I tell you, listen, and I've told the story before, so forgive me. But I went over, we shook hands, and you were so nice, you were so laid back, it was just so decent, but here you are, after all that you've gone through, through the upbringing that you came through, and there you are in the White House. It must still, to you, if I may, Dr. Carson, been an exhilarating experience, just inspiring to you that you find yourself in the White House, right?
And you know, the life that I've led has been the American dream. And I want to preserve that. Yeah. I want people to recognize that is a real possibility for them. And reject all of this victimhood stuff that's going around that makes people resentful and hateful of each other. You know, if this is the thing that threatens our country more than anything, it's not Russia or China or North Korea or Iran. It's us. And if we allow ourselves to be manipulated into thinking that we're enemies, then the job is done. We have been destroyed.
Exactly right, as Abe Lincoln himself said, sir. Well said, Dr. Carson. Dr. Ben Carson retweeting this great article out that you have free speech is facing new attacks in California and in my home state of New Jersey. Dr. Carson, thank you. Always an honor to chat with you, my friend. And please
thank
come
you.
Back anytime.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ben Carson right there. Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads, 951. Deb, have a great weekend as you get us through traffic on this Friday morning.
Thank you so much, and enjoy tonight with your daughter, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the Deegan northbound. Still bumper to bumper by the stadium. It's all due to some ongoing construction. We're still seeing delays as you head over to 440 south at the Garden State Parkway and Woodbridge. An accident 280 west by the Stickle Bridge. An accident was cleared. And watch for delays on 71 southbound in Eatontown, closed with an accident and a down traffic signal. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
For everything. everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in-store only.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killian and Leia, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to ruffgreens.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Partly cloudy and dry with some sunshine this afternoon as temperatures reach up to 43 degrees. And then we'll see a few clouds stick around tonight into tomorrow as well, but we'll see some sunshine once again. Low tonight's going to be 34, high 48 tomorrow. And then we get to Sunday to finish the weekend. It gets cloudy and wet again with some showers in the afternoon at a high of 50. Looking ahead to the next work week, mostly cloudy to partly sunny, highs in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Joe on the radio telling you about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. I got such a busy weekend that weekend. I'm going to be performing for the gemologists, for our good folks and friends at Bulova. And we're doing a show there, I believe on Saturday. Then I'm going right down the shore on St. Joseph's Day. That is March 19th. Now, I want to see you down there. We are putting together the 8th Annual 21st Century Drug and Violence Prevention Training Conference put on by LEAD. I'm busy as I am. We put everything aside. I'm going to be down there. Not only am I going to be down there, Al's going to be down there. Joe's going to be down there. And I want to get Debbie down there to Harrah's in Atlantic City. Great property right on the marina. You're going to love it. But it's for the law enforcement against drugs. And what we do, we teach kids how to not use drugs, you know, and it's community organizers that do this, you know, like folks that work in for the goodwill of the community, you know, and help out kids, teachers, superintendents, principals, those who handle all the nonprofits that help at-risk children. We're right there with them, with law enforcement. This is something this country needs desperately, law enforcement against drugs. You got to go to leaddrugs.org. It's March 19th through the 21st. It's right there at Harrah's, beautiful Harrah's in Atlantic City. We will be broadcasting from right down in there, but you got to sign up. You go to leaddrugs.org, leadrugs.org. Sign up for the 8th Annual LEAD Conference today. So my washer's going to be delivered. I better get, okay, I got that. See, Mr. Excitement, got my blood pressure machine, got my washer coming. and at the daddy and
You're
daughter
hot.
Dance. I am a No wonder I don't have a relationship. All right. Joey Sebelia, great job,
hey,
buddy.
Thank
As
you.
Always, we appreciate Albert.
Throwing a dozen eggs and you're a rich man.
And Al is the best. Al's a legend. What did I say? He's
God,
a legend.
God. Get it right. God.
No, no, man. I know you're going to not live that down. Debbie, thank you. Cara Fassaro, thank you. Nick Damore Jr. and Michael, thanks for watching the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast this show out momentarily. But we always appreciate you listening. We just try, you know, and if we get silly on a Friday, sorry about that. But you got to laugh. Otherwise, we're going to cry. We will get to where we got to go. But we have to stay vigilant. So God bless you. God bless your family. God bless America. Have a great weekend. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.